Weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m. This is Breakfast with Refilwe Moloto
on Cape Talk.
The nice thing about holidays is, of course, people are excited to hear from you when you get back. But the other thing about holidays is that people are scamming real hard. And the person who's protecting you from those scammers happens to be Rihanna Steyn, our ombudsman, for banking services. Rihanna, welcome back to the show. Thank you so much, for getting in touch with us. We got an email, from a listener, giving us some perspective. But first and foremost, how are you doing, Rihanna?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Thank you for inviting us again.
Certainly. I just wanted to read you a little bit from this listener who says, "This is embarrassing, but this past December, I was shockingly a victim to a holiday scam. Really disappointing, as I did know better, but my desperation got the better of me. It was a last minute booking via an advertisement on a guest house and Facebook page. Initially made a payment of 3,000 Rand into a Time Bank account. The quote, Mr. Governor I was speaking to had insisted he could only do the booking if an instant payment were made, followed up with a further 3,000 Rand with the assurance that I would be refunded. Fast forward, arrived at the guest house only to be told there was no booking by the owner. Absa Bank tried to confirm the booking, the payment with Absa Bank, but haven't heard back from them. Reported to Time Bank's fraud department and just received a case number." And I'm sure these kinds of holiday scams have been plentiful in terms of the complaints that you've received, I'm sure.
Yes, look, I mean, we receive complaints about fraud all the time. So throughout the year, if you look at our statistics, our top categories of complaints we see throughout the year is fraud. Terribly sad and difficult to deal with, because often, you know, it's the consumer who fell victim to fraud. And not the bank, but that's what we deal with every day. So it happens all the time.
To what extent, Rihanna, is my ignorance or negligence sort of covered by whatever insurance or backing I might get from the bank? For example, could the bank go back to that guest, to that listener that sent us that email and say, you know, there were 1, 2, 3 steps that you didn't take and therefore we're not paying you back, for example?
Yes, that's exactly what they should be doing. So, you know, there are two banks involved. It sounds to me like it's not just one bank. And first of all, there's a relationship with your own bank. I mean, that's a contractual relationship, and that is where they, in the first instance, need to assist you. All the fraud departments work 24/7 these days. So first of all, you report it as soon as you can, and they have the responsibility. This is across all the banks, your bank and the third-party banker, to do whatever they can to prevent the loss or further losses. So once it's reported, the responsibility shifts to them to now see what they can do. Can they block the account? Can they make further inquiries? Because remember, we also have scams from consumers who use products and then they want to pay and then report it as fraud, for example. Oh. But it's the bank's responsibility to actually make the inquiries, to phone up their client, the third-party banker, and find out what's going on here. And maybe they get several complaints. So then they will definitely see there's something going on. We need to block this account and protect the money that's in there for the potential victims. Your own bank, they have the responsibility to take action, so they also need to report the fraud. And when we investigate cases, for example, we look at the timing of the reporting of the fraud, when you made the call, and we work from there, because the bank after that has a responsibility to try and protect your money and to recover it. So yes, there's quite a big onus on the bank to assist you. If the money is gone, even by the time you report it, not much they can do. But if it's still in a bank account and you report the fraud, there's going to be a shift of responsibility.
Rihanna, this is very helpful. Within fraud, around holiday time, I mean, what are the most prevalent scams that you see popping up? Is it these kind of travel agents or booking frauds, or is there a broader bevy of them?
No, it's definitely a broader bevy. This past December, also, one of the banks, a lot of their clients fell victim to the typical old phishing scams, receiving a mail from the bank. I personally, for the first time in many years that I've been in this business, know two people, two elderly people, who received in the past 2 weeks calls from what they thought was the bank. Scammers trying to steal their money because they had their credit card details somewhere where the people swiped the card or handed it over or have account details. They pretended that they were from the bank and they have certain information, but they need those OTPs. Both of these elderly people, the one lady is 87, the other gentleman in his 70s, both of them thought they were talking to the bank. They absolutely believed the scammers. And, you know, the answers, but she said she's from the bank. The one said, but they gave me a reference number. You know, so it's really difficult if because they are so sophisticated. So they call. So that's a scam that's still going on. And we cannot warn people enough. We've done it for years, but every single day, literally every single day, people fall for it because they're very good at how they pretend to be from the bank. Mm. But if you don't give any information, then they can't steal your money because they need either you to accept the payment or to give them an OTP. And then, as I say, the phishing, one of the banks, you know, the hackers created a phishing website. And a lot of people put in their confidential credentials in there thinking they're dealing with the bank and they lost their entire December salaries. It was very sad.
Got to read those URLs very closely.
Yes.
Yeah. And also email addresses. Often they'll put it up as ABSA or whatever, Standard Bank, but often it's a Yahoo or Gmail address. Got to check that as well. All right.
Yeah, no, so it's just, yeah, it's still very prevalent, the phone calls and the phishing, unfortunately. Yeah.
All right. Stuff to look out for. Thank you so much, Rihanna Steyn, Ombudsman for Banking Services, doing her best to help you reclaim the money that's stolen for you. But of course, the responsibility begins with you with respect to protecting your own information. And that is today's reminder on today's Mula Monday. Reminding you what's happening in the traffic is Zane Johnson.